Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sounds good to hear that on a day like this, doesn't it? Good morning, Dean.
Wow, it sounds weird to hear Will Smith now.
Yeah, I know, and you can't help but thinking about the Oscars slap.
Yeah, but that's one of my favorite summertime songs of all time.
It's good news for the Rolling Stones. They're back this summer. What's going on?
Mick Jagger got COVID a couple of weeks ago, and that stopped their European tour. They're not going to be coming to Chicago anytime soon. It's not on the schedule, so we're not really affected by this. But they did have a number of dates in Europe set. They had to cancel several of them, but it will resume tonight in Milan, Italy. Mick says that he's feeling much better now. The quarantine is over. The 78-year-old frontman said he's ready to get back on stage again, all part of their 60th anniversary European tour. He's just a little baby compared to Brian Wilson and Paul McCartney.
That's right.
They just both turned 80 years old.
And, of course, Keith Richards, probably he'll never get COVID, right? He's perfectly fine. No,
they really ought to check his blood for cures for most diseases.
Yeah, we ought to study him.
Yeah, because he seems to be immune to everything.
A couple of shows stopped over the weekend. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is one of them I was at, which was kind of weird. But Pharrell Williams, the guy that did that song Happy a few years ago, was doing a concert, and there was clearly something going on in the audience at the Something in the Water Festival in Washington. He stops the show, and has the lights turned on, and turned out a couple of the audience members were having medical emergencies and needed help. So he stopped the show until they got the right people over there to help these people and take care of them. And he thanked the crowd for taking care of each other, everything along the way. But what happened at a show that I went to on Friday night, I went to see Wanda Sykes at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary, Indiana. And, sometimes people talk back to, the performers on stage. They shout things. I wouldn't exactly say it was heckling, but during the show, there was something going on in the back of the theater, and finally it got so loud that Wanda Sykes said, "What's going on back there?" She stops the show, has the lights, house lights brought up, and her security people, going to where this disturbance was taking place, and a fight had broken out in the back of the theater. All the people that had started it and were part of it, I guess, were removed from the theater. But it was a little bit tense, when you're in a public place now and something breaks out like that. You don't know what's going on these days. But even Wanda said, she handled it beautifully from on stage and like keeping the crowd calm while her security people were dealing with all this. But even she said afterwards that that was the weirdest thing, that she had never had anything like that happen before. Hmm. So, it's just part of the world that we're living in now.
Yeah, some of it may be the Will Smith effect and some of it these terrible, terrible tragedies we've been seeing in the news.
Yeah, maybe not a terrible idea to monitor alcohol consumption before people come into the theater.
Always a good idea, well. I think. In the news recently, Stephen Colbert's crew was, were they actually arrested? But I know he talked about it last night, didn't he?
He talked about it last night. It turns out that they were not arrested, but they were detained. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, which is just one of the greatest characters of all time that, comes to us from former Chicago and Robert Smigel, and members of Stephen Colbert's crew went to Washington, D.C. To have Triumph interview members of Congress about the January 6th hearings. Not ambush interviews, where you just sneak up on people. He actually, sought permission and was invited by several members of Congress to go and interview members of Congress in their office building, not in the Capitol itself, but in the office building. But they were detained, and last night Stephen Colbert explained what happened.
Triumph and my folks shot for 2 days in congressional offices across the street from the Capitol building. They went through security clearance, shot all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, invited into the offices of the congresspeople they were interviewing. And that's very important. You have to invite Triumph in. Now, end of day two, Thursday evening, after they'd finished their interviews, they were doing some last-minute puppetry and jokey make-em-ups in a hallway when Triumph and my folks were approached and detained by the Capitol Police. Everyone was very professional. Everyone was very calm. My staffers were detained, processed, and released. A very unpleasant experience for my staff. A lot of paperwork for the Capitol Police, but a fairly simple story. Until... The next night, when a couple of the TV people started claiming that my puppet squad had, quote, committed insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. They weren't in the Capitol building. Maybe there was a vast conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States with a rubber Rottweiler. We all know the long history of puppet lawlessness, the Great Muppet Caper, the Fraggle Riots of the 1980s. Who can forget when Kukla, Fran, and Ollie were hauled into the Charlie McCarthy hearings? And how do you think King Friday came to power in the neighborhood of make-believe with the backing of the head of his secret police, Henrietta Pussycat?
Yeah, so the conspiracies meow go on.
Charlie McCarthy hearings.
That's hilarious. Really funny last night.
And Dean has new music from Beyonce.
Yeah, first new music from Beyonce in 6 years. It's a pretty big deal. You know, Beyonce is the second best-selling digital artist of all time. 200 million records have been sold over the years, 40 million albums, and this new album is going to be coming out at the end of July, but the first single was dropped overnight, which is called Break My Soul. Here's a little taste of it, and then you can tell us what you think.
Very rapper-like, isn't it?
A little rapper-like. The song is really kind of disco-like. Goes back, you know, and the overall feeling that I took from this, I thought I was back at Faces on Rush Street in my leisure suit, you know, from back in the day. It's very dance floor friendly, and I'm told that this album has a couple of more tracks that are a little more disco-y, a couple of tracks that are a little country flavored, country music flavored. So this one is available on Spotify, on the Tidal streaming platform, and on YouTube right now. And as I say, the album is expected to come out at the end of, the full album will be out at the end of July.
What are you hearing about Ben Stiller going to Ukraine?
Yeah, it looked like it was just a fantastic meeting with Ben Stiller and President Zelensky in Ukraine. Ben Stiller is a goodwill ambassador for the United Nations, and he went to Ukraine as part of World Refugee Day, and he visited with President Zelensky, visited with families who were displaced by the Russian invasion. President Zelensky told him that his meeting with his people says a lot about the effort to help the people of Ukraine. There is an estimated 13 million Ukrainians who have been forced to leave their homes since the invasion began there in February. So it's a huge, huge problem. Obviously, the invasion is, you know, clearly a huge problem as well. But, you know, the people who, you know, say, oh, I wish you celebrities would just, you know, just do your acting and don't, you know, stay out of politics and this and that. He's bringing enormous attention, world attention to what's going on just, you know, with his simple visit there. So I applaud him.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Let's hear a little bit of your Kevin Hart conversation.
Yeah, he's got a new movie that's coming out that's called The Man from Toronto. It's a movie about this sort of, you know, hapless guy who gets into a mistaken identity thing with the world's worst assassin, played by Woody Harrelson. We talked about the movie in our Zoom interview, but we also talked about, you know, kind of the assault on comedy right now. where comedians are kind of being forced to sanitize their comedy so no one is offended by a joke, and comedians actually being attacked on stage. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've definitely put myself in a position of, you know, there's an option to go to a live show. You're not forced. There's an option to buy a ticket. There's an option to choose one in their craft as something to your liking. You're not forced. There's an option to watch a special or not. Once again, you're not forced. So everything isn't for everybody. And, you know, everybody doesn't laugh at the same type of humor of what I want is what needs to be happen versus what you think should be. It's like this weird thing. And it's not, you're never going to get to a great place. So for me, I'm in a good space, and my audience is coming to arenas and they're enjoying themselves. And we're having a good time. And, you know, those that don't find my humor to be at their level of liking, it's fine. There is no malice or ill will to that. That's a choice.
I just think everybody needs to calm down a little bit. That's like, there's too much crazy going on right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So this new movie, Man from Toronto, is going to come out on Friday. But, you know, Kevin's got some history with this. He was, you know, remember a few years ago, he was supposed to host the Oscars, but a joke that he told about his son in a previous comedy special became the subject of controversy, and he wound up not hosting the Oscars. So Kevin's been going through this. It's not a new thing. He also got this criticism about a comedy that could be offensive.
The saying comedy is a serious business has taken on a new meaning, hasn't it?
That's for sure.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean. Yeah.